It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, it's Thursday. Hello, JT here, Grant Lee as well, in for your Talking Flicks. Hello, Mr. Lee. How's your week been? Nice short one this week.
It's been a great short one. I loved having Monday off. Did you have Monday off?
Yeah. I mean, this has been a good month, hasn't it? We've had three public holidays this month. Yes. There'll be a drought next month. And then and then we're back for the June long weekend. Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Because everyone flocks to the cinema on a public holiday, right? Everyone likes getting in there.
Yeah. Especially when it's a bit cool or, you know, the weather's not so good, they always go. I can't remember what the day was like last Monday. I was actually cooking and doing things and preparing my week's meals, meal prepping.
Susie Homemaker over here. Yeah, when will this stop? Yeah.
I love cooking. That's my thing. That's my downtime. When I'm not doing anything, I love just cook something. And I know that Wendy loves it because I'm cooking.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
Yeah. I was expecting it.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't take long. Never does.
No. We're in the first, 2 minutes? Yep, great.
Yep, that's good to know. Okay, well, and were you guys open on Anzac Day? Or were you closed? Because a lot of places were closed this year on Anzac Day. It was, it was a bit strange.
It was a bit strange. No, we actually didn't open until midday out of respect of the Anzacs. And all cinemas and anything entertainment are actually allowed to open on those public holidays. But we have restricted hours, so which is good.
That is good. That's really good. Mm. So it's a busy day, yes. Lots of people flocking in to...
Yeah, it was. All three sites did really well. It's actually been a really good week. Last weekend, it was actually a nice, pleasant... And, you know, the big movie, which we'll talk about later, but the Michael movie really did go off.
Oh, yes, which you went to see. And
yes,
I believe from all reports, you're going to give it a thumbs up. So, yes, which we will talk about because we're at the Flickster tomorrow.
But you will have to wait more tomorrow because our Talking Flickster is Michael. And so, well, it's actually not Michael. It's the movie Michael. And I'll talk more about it tomorrow. But I will tell you a little bit and how the critics got it wrong. But, yeah, I'll tell you a little bit.
Okay. And then you can tell us how it's going to sit inside the top 10 later on this year, right? I look forward to that. Grant Fencer-Lee. I look forward to that. All right. And also coming up, we're going to do some top fives. We will see where Michael falls inside the top fives. Will it be the hottest movie at the cinema this week or will it not be? We'll find out a bit later on. Grant goes to the red carpet for some real news. We'll go around the screens and a massive week of movies coming up next week. Jeez, we're going to be going for a while. So that's all still to come, but let's get into things.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Yeah, look, we've been waiting for over 20 years for this sequel to come out. The Devil Wears Prada 2. It is officially out today. And we had our girls' night last night in all our three sites and they went off. The women and some guys actually like the gift bag. And I know, JT, you really want one of the gift bags. I have got one for you.
Oh, that's so lovely.
You will have to wait until tomorrow for it, because I forgot to bring it to the studio today.
I hope there's some good stuff in there, because they don't call it a goodie bag for no reason, right?
Yeah, well, there's some, you know, lip liner and all that, and mascara, I think. Well,
I don't want that. Good stuff.
Actually, there's some food. There was food, some little Darrell-y twists, which were nice.
I'll take those. Yeah, load me up. Can you just take all those out of the bag, please?
Look, it is so good to see Miranda, Andy, Emily, and Nigel all back together. You know, I don't think this movie would be as good if they four main characters weren't back. But it is all about Miranda Priestly dealing with the collapse of traditional print magazines, which how ironic is this all happening as we speak. So it's very modern, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's going to digital, and Runway Magazine is struggling to survive in the digital world. Emily Charlton, which is Emily Blunt's character, she's now a powerful executive controlling crucial advertising money. So I think there could be a bit of clashing going on there with Miranda, which would be very interesting. And, of course, Andy, we can't forget her. She's the starring role, one of the four. And she is a fashion media senior editorial role she has. So she's going to be doing a lot of things. And it'll be interesting to see if Miranda knows the whole lot of them.
I don't think she does. I think because Andy confronts her and she's like, who are you? Do I know you? I mean, Nigel obviously does. But yeah, that's right there. Yeah, exactly. let's hear how it all goes down. This is Devil Wears Prada 2.
Runway. It's not just a magazine. It's a global icon. A winding road that brings us back together again.
Hello?
Well, look what TJ Maxx dragged in.
Sorry, who is this? Do you know her? Do I know her?
I'm Andy Sachs. Andrea?
She was one of the Emilys.
One of the what? Hallucination.
Hi, Emily.
You also know her?
We were at Runway at the same time, Miranda.
Really? Where was I?
Where would you like to start?
I am the new features editor at Runway.
No, you are not.
Yeah, we are all so thrilled.
You know what's funny is you've changed. You have. You're much more confident. Kept those eyebrows, though, didn't you?
Doesn't it sound great? Devil Wears Prada 2. The whole cast is back. And Mr. Lee, let's call it. It's going to be one of the year's biggest movies.
Yeah, it will be, definitely. It's looking – I know pre-sales have gone off already. We've had ours in Tamworth on sale for quite some time, and we've sold quite a few for the first 4 days. So we haven't sold out as yet, but we have got extra sessions that we're going to be putting on over the weekend. So I know that Orange and Wagga will also make sure they've got plenty of sessions for it too, so because it is going to be one of the biggest movies.
After 2 decades, it is back. Now, if Devil Wears Prada 2 is not what you're seeing this week, what will you be seeing, Mr. Lee?
Look, we've got The Patriot, which is on tomorrow night. The drama, Fuse, Goat, Hoppers, Lee Cronin's The Mummy, The Magic Faraway Tree, Project Hail Mary, Reminders of Him, Scream 7, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, You, Me and Tuscany. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, let's see what's doing well at the box office. And Mr. Lee, you're getting us underway first. You're off to the USA.
I certainly am. Number 5 for the US is The Drama. Number 4 is Lee Cronin's The Mummy. Number 3 is Project Hail Mary. Number 2 is The Super Mario Galaxy Movie. And number 1 for the US... Knuckle.
Yeah. How great is that? It just had to be there, right?
It had to be. It really did. And, you know, all the critics, it just proves them wrong.
Certainly does. Let's take a look at the top 5 roles and see whether or not Michael will be at the top of the pops here. Number 5 is The Magic Faraway Tree. Number 4 is Lee Cronin's The Mummy. Great to see that advance a spot. Number 3 is The Super Mario Galaxy Movie. Number 2 is Project Hail Mary, and that's still hanging in too, doing really good there with Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
I get him confused with Ryan Reynolds. number 1 for Oz. Oh, this has to be Michael. Yeah. Yes. So it's good. It's good, Mr. Lee, right? Yes, okay, there have been people with their opinions, but you know what? Jafar, I think he's nailed this role. He's done a really good job.
Oh, he certainly has nailed it. You know, when you spend 2 years perfecting something, he certainly nailed it. He has got everything down pat. The voice, the walk, the talk, like everything is just so good.
Mm. And so have been seeing great scores, IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, and things like that. So definitely one of those movies you want to go and see. If you haven't done it yet, and you know, if you're a massive Michael fan, you love his music, and you get lots of music, right?
Lots of music. And also there's so much music in it, and you actually see some of the behind the scenes of how Thriller was made, and you know, the Pepsi ad, and we all know what happened at Pepsi Cola when they were doing that. But it was just so good. And I'll talk more about it tomorrow, but yeah, there's a lot that to unpack about this movie.
Yeah, it is our Talking Flicks Day. You can catch that in tomorrow's episode.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
All right, he's done like a Clark Kent in the telephone box. He's changed into his tux and he's hit the red carpet. Oh, Mr. Lee, come on, give us the news.
Look, well, first thing we are going to talk about is Michael, because it is that good. Look, it has now done over 217 million globally. This is huge because, you know, as we all said, the critics were banging it out, but it has done really well. Mario now has gone past 800 million, which is absolutely huge for a Mario movie. And Project Hail Mary has now gone past 600 million. So this is incredible. And Project Hail Mary, if you have not seen it, you must see it on the big screen, because it is such a great movie on the big screen. It's just epic. It is so, so good. As we know, Michael did cost nearly $200 million to make, so it's now made its money back, so now it's all profits all the way. So
I feel so bad when some of these movies don't make their money back. You've got to pay everyone, right? So realistically, you're running it at a loss. So
it's funny you should say that, because, you know, when people say, oh, the ticket price is this, you know, to go to a cinema, every cinema, we don't make money out of the tickets. We actually have to pay that to the studios, not all of it, but a percentage of it, and it's a very high percentage, goes to the film distributor to pay for the movie to be made. And that's why, you know, tickets, you know, if they're $20.50 or whatever they are, that's most of that is going. And as I said, it's all going to that distributor to make that money. And that's why they can say, oh, you know, we made this much money. Yeah, it's from the ticket sales.
So there you go. There is no other podcast in this world where you would get that kind of analysis. Okay. So it's deep. All right, this is where you hear all the behind-the-scenes stuff, okay? So you never know what you're going to get on Talking Flicks. Mr. Lee gives away the secrets. So just so you understand, when you get to the ticket booth and he hits you with the price, you know what's going on. No one would complain about that, right, Mr. Lee? No one would complain.
No, so. And we want movies to be made, and this is the way they get made, is, you know, the consumer pays for it to be made. And you think a little cinema in Tamworth or Orange or Wagga, we are part of a bigger deal of, you know, which is great.
I'll pay it if I go away happy. Like if I go away going, oh my God, I really would have preferred to sit there and watch paint dry. Then in that case, I'd be like, okay, I can't justify that. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. But it's very rare that happens too. Like, I have to say, it is. I haven't had a dud of movie for a little while. Which is good news for me.
Do a name and shame. So just feel free. I mean, this is what this is your rave.
But I'm not going to say what movies they were. But you can know, I'm sure, because we have talked about them on here.
Ah, dear. Yes. No. Yeah. And all you got to do is just go back to our worst movies of the year from last year's podcast, and I'm sure one of those movies will be in there. Now, Brendan Fraser and Rachel Wise. Now, this is the Mummy movie. Now, 2027, so we're not far away. Looking, it's going to be next year. Michael B. Jordan and Austin Butler's Mummy Vice has been bumped to 2028. So a few things have been moved back. That's okay.
Yeah. Which is all right. I'm actually looking forward to the Michael B. Jordan and Austin Butler's Miami Vice 85. I loved the TV show. I thought the TV show was awesome. And I think those two characters are going to play the two, is it Tubbs and I can't remember the other guy. I'm sure it's Tubbs and something else were their on-screen names, which is really good. So, but it won't be until 2028. It was meant to be next year, but it's been bumped right back. Now, another one that is getting a lot of traction at the moment is called a movie called Backrooms. Now, this is Kane Parsons. Now, he was a YouTuber and he actually started posting all these horror movies on YouTube back in 2022. A24 production actually found him and they're actually nurturing him. They've got James Wan, Sean Levy, Osman Perkins as producers on this new movie that he's creating, Backrooms. It's meant to be a very, very scary movie. But as we know, with Iron Lung and the amazing digital circus that's coming out, these are all from YouTubers and they are massive, massive followings. So cannot wait for that one. And that drops on May 28, Backrooms.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Okay, let's head off to Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. On May 16 and 17, we've got the Shrek 25th anniversary screening. On June 5, we've got the Amazing Digital Circus, The Last Act, which is one of those YouTubers. June 7, we've got the National Theatre Live, the audience, which has got Helen Mirren. Then June 28, we've got the National Theatre Live, the Playboy of the Western World. That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Very interesting.
yes. And then on July 26, we've got the National Theatre, Les Liaisons Dangereuses. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Les Liaisons.
Is it French?
Les Liaisons. Dangerous.
Lady on.
Yeah, I reckon that's how I'd say. Yeah. I
mean, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'd love to see the punters come in and go to the counter and say, I'd like to see who's doing that? Seriously.
I think the people who want to see it, they'll know how to pronounce it.
God, okay. We need someone to decipher this stuff for us. But I've got to say, the Playboy of the Western World, what are your thoughts on doing a flickster on that? Because I reckon
that would go off.
What do you think? I'm just saying it could be good. It could be very interesting. I'll do a Google on
would
that.
Would it be? Minute. Yeah, do a Google and see how we go. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do it. Now, opening up next week, Mortal Kombat 2. Oh, I love the Mortal Kombat. This is great. Yeah,
a lot of people have been waiting for this one to come out. A lot of people. Because it was meant to come out late last year and then got put back to now, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. It does star Carl Urban, which is out of Star Trek. He was. He played the Doc in Star Trek.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
Yeah, I know. And Josh Lawson is also in it. We've also got The Sheep Detectives, which is a new one from Hugh Jackman and Emma Thompson. And it's all about the grazier, the shepherd, who unfortunately passes away. And then the sheep go try to actually find out who did it.
I love the look of this and I love the trailer.
Yes.
One of the main reasons is because The Proclaimers 500 miles features and I love that they do it. That it's great. One of my favorite songs. And this doesn't really, I mean, how good to have Hugh Jackman, Emma Thompson. I think those two in itself and a great family movie. So
absolutely PG. So great animated action comedy mystery. Now we've also got the big one of the year. It's not in the top 10. But it is, if you are a Billie Eilish fan, you are going to love this. It's her Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour. This is the one. Sorry?
Excuse me?
Sorry. It is in 3D on Thursday night next week. Now, this is the one that James Cameron actually has he's captured from one of her concerts. So looking forward to that. There are a lot of Billie Eilish fans out there.
Name your Billie Eilish song, Mr. Lee. What's your go-to Billie Eilish song? Which one do you like?
Actually, be fair.
You on you could do. You could
be honest.
You could just say what everyone says. Like, you, when you ask them about their favourite song, they just go, Oh, too many. She's got an incredible voice. Birds of a Feather, the high note she hits in that. She's got a great range. Yeah. Bad Guy. Yeah, the list goes on. But she's very dark. Very dark. She lives a very interesting life.
Does she?
Can you know that?
I actually don't know much about her, I have to say. It's not someone who I follow.
All right, we've got to bring your education up by next week so we can talk about this. Your homework.
Your homework is
to go and listen to three Billie Eilish songs. Okay, in the next week. All right.
Okay.
And bring back your favorite.
Okay, I will do that, and I will let you know next week.
I like it. Let's see how you go. Iron Maiden as well. Is this music, right? Music related. Yeah.
It's a music week, I think, next week. I can't believe it. Steve Harris, Bruce Dickinson. And this is another one that a lot of people are asking. We have been inundated by people asking if we were doing it, so that is definitely happening. Then we've got All My Sons on the Sunday. But the big one, which is happening on May 13, 40 years, JT, 40 years it has been since we've seen Top Gun, the original.
Oh, Goose. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Maverick.
It was an incredible movie. For its time, it is. And, you know, in a cinema, it's the only place to watch it. The stereo and the actual sky. Oh, yeah.
Next week, I think in celebration, you and I should act out a scene. Let's bring movie Oki back for a week. Let's act out a scene next week, okay?
Yep. I love it. I think could be that's Goose. A great idea. Yep.
You'll be Goose.
I'll be Goose. I'm a goose anyway, so yeah.
I'll be a wingman, okay? So yeah. We'll get a famous scene and you can play along at home and hear us completely wreck the movie. We could enhance it. Well, technically, we probably could. You're right. Exactly. And you know what? Every time we touch movie Oki, Mr. Lee, I will say, I always thought that we did a good job.
You know? I thought we always did. I thought it was fun. And, you know, the offers never came in to, you know, go be in a movie. But, you know, I thought we did a great job.
I thought 50 Shades was really good. I think that's where we really could have capitalized on that, you know?
We could have, yeah. Oh, we could have been right.
We were a lot younger then, so, you know, that was, yeah, there's more appeal, but there's still plenty of tread left in these tyres, baby, so.
We just don't have much hair on top anymore, do we?
Hey, you know, look at Jason Statham and things like that, right? Bruce Willis.
Still going strong.
Exactly. Yep. Never rule a baldy out. Not a bit bald, but like... I don't know where to go with this.
We don't have much.
That's
just not much hair on top.
But we rock what we've got. That's it for us for today. But the good news is we are back tomorrow. We're talking about what could be one of the biggest movies of the year, Michael. As you heard from Mr. Lee, he's already given it a bit of a preview, and he did say, despite the critics, it's a good movie.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. It is. It's if you are a Michael fan, you're going to love it because there is so much in it.
Great. Well, I look forward to that tomorrow. Yes, we'll catch up for the Flick Start. We're getting out of here. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday. We'll leave you with...
this is good.
It's good. Bit of swing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just picturing like cleaning to this. Cleaning to this? Is this cleaning music?
Yeah.
Like Mr. Sheen.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right, we're getting out of here. Have a lovely day. Bye. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Nice and early.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime.
Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.